Today, things will be very different for you. I love the way you're looking at me. Do you ever think we'd be in such a position? How strange it must feel for you to be the one with no choice in the matter. We won't hear your words today. I've heard enough already. Everyone around the world is sick of you and those nasty things that you say to me and to the others. It'd be terribly uncomfortable if you were here without your best friend, so don't worry. He is here, watching without a single breath. I can see where the love comes from. But no one will be forcing his eyes to move. Peter isn't here now. How alone must that feel? All the things that you have done, orchestrated by that awful man. Don't you worry, though. I'll be a witness like the rest of them. It started so early on, didn't it? Dreams are called dreams for a reason. But that voice in your head that wishes for something more can become so overbearing. It sounded like there was a chance for me to be the star in the eyes of Hollywood. I was so young and even more naive. You and Peter were so friendly to take me in. The world wasn't ready to see what I could do. I feel all my performances deep inside of my soul and never let anything out that is not the truth. You took that away. The road to the top is full of blowjobs and the death of integrity. You said that to me, Peter. And this toy of yours obeyed your every command. I was nervous, but you were there for me. I trusted those lying words that would lead me to the red carpet and to the mansion on the hill. You promised me adoring fans that would do anything for me. Fans that would love me. All actresses have to pay the same cost to rise above the rest. I crawled on my knees to you that day. I wasn't aware of where my life was headed at the time. I sucked your dick and you didn't do anything but smile down at me. Perverts like you don't even feel sexual pleasure anymore because you're dead inside. You thought I was dead, didn't you? No doubt already chose your next girl to break and destroy. Well, got one last show in me. And I know you can't look away. Oh, he's a professional with an erection. Tell me, does it feel the same? Do you see the same scared girl with opulent fantasies in her eyes? You never let Peter down or the cretins you call your fans. I won't let you embarrass yourself for this. Maybe I fed you too much, but it doesn't matter. Your cock will be hard for tonight's festivities. How shocking it must be to be incapable of defending yourself or even protesting the inevitable. I lost count the amount of times I was forced into something hideous. This is what you all wanted to see. We're doing it live this time. Peter's rancid, mediocre scripts aren't involved here. Just a porn star sucking cock. You've seen it before. The expression on his face, the sheer terror of this moment. This time it's real. Do you think they'll call the police? Do they care about you? The honest answer is, baby, they can't see either one of us as people, you or me. We don't exist in their world as human beings. We're fuck dolls that smile and moan nicely for the camera. That's exactly what we are. So even though you're distressed, upset, and scared, they want me to suck you off. It's uncomfortable for them. It makes them feel uneasy. That disturbing feeling is what I've found really, really gets me off. In the end, Peter, you don't get to win. All the things you had this man do to me, to break me down and get rid of my spirit, it all failed. Or maybe not how you want it. I'm no longer so obedient to you or willing to let myself be fucked in the ass so I can feel happiness in my veins. Don't get me wrong. I'm still a drug addict slut. But they love to hear it. They don't want a happy ending for me. As long as I suck this big, long cock, it's perfectly natural. Tears in my eyes don't mean anything. I had a fix before this. And well after. And if I overdose, then so fucking long. I don't care anymore. The ecstasy of fear is enough. You don't get to call me dime a dozen whore anymore. My mental breakdown is on display for anyone who wants to watch and masturbate. Hi, boys. Do I look good? You wish I was sucking your cock, huh? Pretend I am. Taste is exquisite. The body tries to reject me like a parasite. You want to know something? Even Peter is jerking off to this. Because he's a sick, twisted piece of shit. I want to show them that I'm serious, though. That I've always thought of myself as something of an empath. Do you want to see? I have so much more to show you. You know about Peter's private films? When this hunk of a man would break into my trailer and rape me while your favorite director filmed on his phone. You're missing out. My screams were toward the skies. It's proof that had things went better, I'd have been on all the television screens. I'd be signing autographs. Instead, I'm just sucking cock and reminiscing on my best memories of being raped. Isn't it a good thing? None of this is real. It's all on the camera. Another performance for you to come to. Who can't have a depraved orgasm to a pretty slut-sucking cock? Everything else is a blur. I have nothing left. I was never able to go all the way. Peter was disappointed in me. I cried during a Bukkake scene, 13 loads of cum on my face. He still has the video of me trying to cut my own throat with dripping down my face. I want to replace that memory. Our star is about to come. See? It's all fine. If you weren't really enjoying it. If you weren't really into it. He would not show such enjoyment with his dick. Time to eat up, guys. I'm gonna make sure it's in my hands like holy water. I want you all to have a closer look at what my meals look like. You can always expect an unhealthy amount of the pearly white cum from such a stud. There we go. So much cum. Never lets us down, does he? Let me get up close. There's so much of it. I'm so fucking hungry. I can feel the lust on me. Those eyes opened wide. And the absolute need for me to swallow it. I feel illuminated. Hundreds, thousands, millions of all eyes all over my body. You can see. Even I'm shaking with anticipation. Are you screaming for me to do it? Oh, you are. I feel it. Peter, they love me. Just like you said they would. Maybe you weren't such a liar after all. Watch it all disappear. That's fucking good. But I said I was going to show you my meal. All of it. Let me introduce a friend of mine. Do you know what's inside of this needle? The key to enlightenment. Waters from the fountain of youth. Just welcome it into your bloodstream and it. Oh, fuck. Do I look sexy, baby? I don't want. I don't want you perverts to worry. There's any more, just let me ride this for a moment. I know exactly what to do. I'm leaving the herd. You don't get to see me. See me. See me. Do you see me? Yes. The camera makes me beautiful. All these things I've done. Degrading myself. Coerced into gangbang scenes sober. It all hurts. The pain burns in me. That's not a bad thing. Sometimes hatred can be lovely. The way it stings deeper and deeper. Do you see me, Peter? Is this what you wanted me to become? I was going to rule the world. A dynasty of my work. The awards, the adoration, and the love. The love is all I ever wanted from you, but you don't give it to me. Can't you see the real me? Or do you just see a junky slut that needs to be fucked? Alright. I can see the merit in that. Why should you care? I'm not human after all. Just pixels on the screen. I'm not sharing. I feel too good. I've never had this much attention in my entire life. Right now, I am the center of the universe. Don't you see? I'm gorgeous no matter what they do to me or what I do to myself. The thing I hate the most is the way it feels less and less. There's a word for it. But so many memories and other distant dreams were ripped out of me. I've been fucked into submission. They rape me for fun. Would you guys all line up if you were here? Would you love me like I'm yours? I just need that feeling. But I won't share. I said that, and I mean it. You're right. I should have more cum. It's a pleasure to please you guys, my loving fans. I wish you were here. Even you, Peter. Even you. You. Do you remember this? A special gift I took. This is the sharp knife you held to my throat while you fingered me, to show me I can never leave. Is it symbolic? I don't know, but it's going to hurt. Shh. It's okay, baby. You aren't real. Neither of us even exist. The pain is drama for the audience. We can't leave them hungry now, can we? The blood must be spilled. A sacrifice for love. Their love of me. I don't need anyone. I'm a star on my own. So you understand, right? That's good, baby. Because now there's a use for this. I've never hurt anyone before. Only myself. How electrifying to see the blood and not worry about myself. It's not in me today. I'm no longer the victim. It's like you're trying to say no. But all those pills make you hard for me so I can fuck you even if you die. They don't mind. I'm just changing their lives for the better. And that's what any good porn does. Redirects your thoughts to beautiful victims like me. Who cares if I'm out of my mind? If the drugs aren't good for me? If no one really cares about me? Right now, the lies are too easy to swallow. They taste like a faraway magic. Now you're the one being raped. Isn't that off-putting? But it's pornography and we're fucking, so nothing is amiss here. These are once-in-a-lifetime orgasms we're giving those that love me. I can feel their eyes on me, the wishes and the violent craving. They can't stop. They want me raped. They want to rape me. It's all in their heads. All of this will be a disputed memory and they'll wipe it away. But right now the camera rolls. Oh, fuck. Did you ever think I would do such a thing, Peter? So many of them just die in a ditch, sad and alone. I won't be going away that quietly. As long as the camera smiles at me. I will smile back. My heart will sing and my soul will be on fire. I'm on the stage and the audience is entranced. The blood spills. My moans entice you to dig away at your own mortality. Don't you wish you could find me and stop this? Fuck me until I learned my lesson. Cut me. I wish you would. I'm losing it. This figment of your imagination is becoming all too real. Break down that door and pull me off him and bend me over. Shove it in me. Fuck me until I stop being me. That's the only solution. Otherwise, I feel like our good friend here will never live to rape another exploited, pathetic cunt again. Isn't that a shame? Peter has more, but this one is special to him. But fuck that. Look at me. I am special to all of you. You're going to be darker inside after this is done. My misery will live inside of you. There'll be moments of doubt where you're simply overwhelmed. These images of me, the knife, or bleeding co-star, it will come rushing back. It will get worse. You'll have to rape me. You'll need to. I want you to succumb to what drives me. See women as objects. Don't stay in the fantasy lands anymore. Let them out. Reality is boring. It's full of coercion, mistakes, and horror. But if you slip away forever, no one has any say. You can do anything you want. Think of that hot neighbor, the one with the big tits, the one that you know is a freak. Break in, take her, fuck her, kill her. Don't hold back, not anymore. I'm tired of it, and I won't allow myself to be enslaved to the demons you all worship. Worship me instead. I'm your false idol. Burn in hell with me. Oh, he's about to come. How many times do you think they've come? Trust me, guys. I've had so many cocks forced into my tight cunt, and I know when it's finale. One more for the road. Don't let them down. Peter would be so shamed eternally if you failed to deliver a deathbed-worthy cum shot. Oh, God. We have ourselves a winner. This could be you. You could do it to me or to others. Listen to my words. The way my voice twists itself into your mind, it snakes to the depths. I want them raped. I want them grouped. We need fear again. It's so boring. Don't you grow tired of it all? We need to see what it's like when the dreams are set free. I need more. His cock isn't good enough. Do you see what I see? Do you, baby? There's an obvious move to make here, and the knife handle is begging for my cunt. And I feel the same. Each thrust pushes around and inside of him. It's killing him. It feels worse physically. I'm suffering for my art. The camera demands it. It is the only thing that has ever left me. And been with me the entire time. My only way to stardom is right here. I love you so much. I love you for always watching me, never judging me or blaming me. You never cared why or how. Even raped after my own suicide attempts, you were always there for me. My true and only love. I hope you're all loving it. He dies so that we can all feel good. But I'm coming down. I'm starting to lose it. My body is no longer so bright and shining. There's holes in my veins that are starting to show. They are dripping away what's left. I can't let it happen. Another injection is needed. I have enough for one more. Because if I don't feed myself again, I'm going to fucking kill him. You may already die, but it will be for worse. It'll be worse. I feel the anger inside of me for Peter, for you, for me, for all of us. All of us are godforsaken demons that steal and rob the love from others. We have no care. Unable to give a shit. Fuck them all. Kill them all, but not you. The camera. I do it all for you. Just one more little fix. That's all I need so that the walls can stop shaking and the earth can stop its dying. So I can be locked away for a while. There it is. That sensation. So pure. And perfection that you just can't measure it. Doesn't let you. Oh, he's gone now. Dead. But the camera burns red. There are some thoughts in my head. You might have to go to work. But you're still here with your hands wrapped around your cocks for me. Even though I want to die, I have to continue. I'm the goddess inside the screen. It's my purpose to dance until the light goes out. Do you think if things were different, we may have lived together? We may have. There could have been love there. Genuine and something no one could take away. My name in lights. My work known worldwide. But things never went beyond nowhere. Every day the dream had another piece pulled out. I can't even recognize it anymore. I see myself in the mirror and there's no one looking back. Nowhere is where I am. A slow crawl into nothing. Be like me. Throw it all away. Peter didn't do this to me. Maybe deep down, I wanted it. My own death. Drawn out and unbearable. To die like nothing in the gutter. The dream you can't admit to yourself. That's when it ends. So let's close this out with how it first began. My first ever official scene. Drugged up, terrified, and fucked in the ass. I think all the ingredients are there. It won't be a living cock, but I'll be your necro slut. Do you think there are any boundaries at this point? It's all thrown away. I've bared myself completely for you. To be loved by you. You have to love me. Oh, fuck. It feels so wrong. This thing inside of me. It's still hard because of what I did, but there's just something deplorable about it. It won't move on its own. The blood stopped flowing. The brain is dead. A lifeless doll. Two of them. Fucking for you. Please don't forget me. After all I've done, my body feels like it's covered in sin. Sex with a corpse isn't the way anyone should act. You can tell it's the end. There won't be an encore.
After this, there's nothing left. Nowhere is where I'll go. But I'm gonna fuck myself with this thing until I come. I hate the way it makes me feel. My insides are rotten. And my soul has abandoned me. No amount of drugs would make it okay. They don't make heroin that strong. I know exactly what I'm doing. You can't lie to yourself about it. This is the bottom. A whore. No one knows. Fucking herself while the camera sees me. Oh, fuck. I feel the tears, but I don't feel the sadness. It's all an indecipherable mess. I want to kill myself, but I'm too afraid. I've failed too many times. Even now, when he's fucking dead, I still feel violated. I'm raping myself. This isn't consensual. I don't know what it is. You shouldn't be watching this. You don't want to leave where it's safe. Nowhere will make you like me. It's the most sickening pleasure I've ever felt. I can see the lights, the stars all bearing my name. I'm famous. I'm the one they want, the one they love. I'm everyone's favorite. I'm the corpse fucking girl, and I never had a chance. This is how I never could have been anything else. Is this love? I'm certain it is. This ugly, crawling creature. I can't live with myself. There's too much now. I'm gonna come. But it won't be like this. Just one more fucking hit. I don't care if it kills me. I hope it does. I hope I die and you feel fucking bad about yourselves for this. But you won't. You'll come all the same. Because I'm not real. No part of me has meaning. It's all a game to you guys. Watch this whore die. And it goes. I'm going to enjoy this. Before it all ends, I hear them chanting my name. I'm the talk of the town. Oh god. Oh god. My name. Invite me. They'll know me. There's never fucking. Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The urges won't ever leave me alone. Nowhere. That's where. Don't let yourself. I've never felt so fucking amazing as right now. I'm a worthless necrophiliac, disgusting slut. I have to. They're calling my name. Isn't meant to. Love won't ever be mine. Oh, my name. Oh, so sweetly. Do you hear it? Such a lovely tone. It's what I always deserve to violate it. Oh.